Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, a very easy one to remember, weather.utexas.edu. It's Thursday, the last day of March 2022. On this Thursday, my audio weather thoughts as we look at the next 7 days ahead. In the wake of the upper level storm system and initial dry line that passed yesterday morning with a few showers with it, mainly pre-dawn yesterday, not really secondary, but the main cold front passed the area sometime mid-afternoon, and that's allowed cooler and a little drier, a lot drier, in fact, air to make its way into south central Texas as high pressure builds in. Now, that high will move off to the east by later today into tonight. We'll get back, a south to southeasterly wind by tomorrow. Temperatures will continue to warm just a bit across the area, especially tomorrow. There'll be another weak cold front sometime Saturday morning, but folks, that cold front is a very weak one indeed. I think all it'll do is act to reinforce the air mass in place. So we'll keep the sunshine going through the weekend. We'll see the southerly winds as that high pressure area following that front on Saturday. Once it moves east, we're back to a south wind again by Sunday into Monday, and all that in advance of what appears to be a pretty strong upper level disturbance off the Pacific again that'll take aim on the state of Texas, particularly Monday night into early Tuesday. Now, I think the best chances of rain are going to be north of Austin. Any severe weather threat should be north of Austin, but we need to keep a close eye on it. I think we're going to be on the tail end of this thing as it passes. So still a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, particularly after midnight Monday night into Tuesday morning. But once that cold front passes, looks like temperatures will cool a few degrees. The air will dry out once again as we go through the day next Tuesday and on into the middle part of next week. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this last day of March, on this 31st day of March, 2022. I will update my audio weather thoughts once again and my 7-day forecast tomorrow morning, Friday morning. Hope you have a great Thursday.